My fellow goons, Goonswarm is in a crisis. Not merely because we have lost our CEO, not merely because we are being invaded by self-obsessed faggots, but most of all because we have lost touch
with our very identities as goons, the core nature of the Swarm that makes us different from every other alliance in the game. Tonight, that ends. Tonight, we will radically revise the direction of the Swarm and step away from the precipice we are facing. Tonight, we return to our roots. Particular culture, of course, and well, but it also means we are fundamentally in this game to have fun at the expense of people who we don't like. That means that it's an ease. We are not going to be nice. We are here to be assholes that make the rest of the galaxy kiss themselves when they contemplate being invaded by us. We have promised to have been the meanest, cruelest, most sadistic group in the game, and we are proud of our variety status. It is a badge of our warp honor. Because we are goons, we are more loyal to our fellow goons than any other organization in need. Because we are goons, we know we must stick together to survive and thrive. Without goon identity, there is simply no point in being called Goonswarm, and nothing to distinguish us from other alliances. Third, mobility. When the origin red clouds are with us, the concentration of force allows us to project a crushing amount of military force anywhere in the game with striking rapidity. 300 people in FTH deciding now, no board notice? Alright, invading NRL from Syndicate with a massive mob? No problem. Fourth, international close to home. Due to size, red clouds, and hazard, all human factors chill upon logging in. This is Captain Super Reputation Goons happy and dizzy for more than a year now, as only the densest factors and always faggots to blow up in our.